Hey y'all, y'all know what time it is. It's time for me to rant. Anyway, so check this out. We're just going to get into it. First of all, I know when I get on here and I'm generally by myself, I'm about to rant about what I feel is happening in the world. You know what? I'm trying to figure out, first of all, can y'all hear me? I believe y'all can though, but I'm going to talk a little bit louder to see. To make sure y'all can. Okay, so y'all know I'm about to rant because I'm frustrated. I don't know if I'm frustrated or I'm just like, y'all just keep on trying this like over and over and over and over again. And by I mean y'all, I mean like the government is like just trying this. First of all, we don't brought these migrants over from other places. And these are, and I'm not going to say anything bad about them, but I'm going to say it's a lot of stuff been happening since they've been here. And not that the world is not already filled with crime and all that kind of stuff like that. But y'all. Okay. First of all, New York City has decided that they are going to, and I had to take notes because I was so frustrated. They are going to approve $53 million for prepaid cards for them. $53 million for a prepaid card. Y'all know how crazy that sounds? Like, literally, do you know how crazy that sounds? So we got all these homeless people already in the world, right? All these homeless people already in the world who have no place to stay, no food. People every day are becoming homeless because the rent is high. You don't get paid enough, you know, like such and such and such. So then we bring people from a different place and we're going to give them prepaid cards. We already paying them like $11 a day to get food. We've already put them in and these y'all, this, if you work, this your money. So we've already put them in hotels. We've already done all these different things. And I'm not against helping people because I like to help people. But if you can't help the people within your community or within your state or within your world, you can't help them people first. Like, how you gonna be helping people? I don't understand that. That's like I teach my kids, like, if your home not taken care of, how you gonna go anywhere else and try to take care of somebody else's home? That's strange to me. That is literally strange to me. So $53 million, which means that they're going to basically get $35 a day to provide them with food. And they're saying, quote unquote, they're going to make them sign a paper stating that they're going to use this money. They're going to use this money for like groceries for their kids and all this stuff. Well, what about all the kids that's hungry right now? I'm not understanding, y'all. I'm not understanding. So I'm on here to rent. Y'all know when I get on here. Usually I get on here for like motivation an hour, but I'm feeling motivated, but I'm also feeling frustrated because as a community, as a world, as a people, like, what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to stand by and just allow things to go the way they are and be so distracted and be so, and when I say distracted by, like be so distracted by celebrities who have millions of dollars already, government officials that I already think y'all know how I feel about that. They already top heavy. So, I mean, because I don't understand why they getting all this money to make decisions and people suffering. Like, I don't understand. That would make you not a good leader. Like, it literally would make you not a good leader. So if you worked at a job, right, and you're a supervisor and you're getting paid XYZ money and then the whole company is crashing and falling, they're going to fire you. So right now, the whole country is crashing and falling. I don't want to try to find out why nobody's getting fired. Like, I'm literally trying to figure out why nobody's getting fired. Like, why they're not putting in perspective the American people and what the American people are going through, especially like with mortgage rates, with rent, with medical benefits. So y'all mean to tell me y'all going to give these people, you're going to approve a $53 million prepaid card and they're going to get $35 per day, which is $1,000 monthly. $1,000 monthly is what they're going to get when you're not allowing people to get pregnancy Medicaid that have already been here in this country, when you're not allowing people to get food stamps anymore, you're cutting back on those different things. And I know that people have been dependent on these things, right? I know, but you created this problem. Like the world, the leaders created this problem. They created this problem in order to control the people, but now that they can't control the people, now we finna just release everything. We not doing it no more. Y'all not letting us control y'all anymore. Well, when they created the problem back in 2020, 2021, you know, the problem where they was giving everybody the jab or whatever, when they created that problem, they allowed people to sit at home and think. So you created a problem that caused a bigger problem, because when people started thinking, they started saying stuff like, I need to start my own business. I'm tired of working. I don't want to go back to work. People, a big company, start realizing that it was cheaper to have people stay at home and work from home instead of renting out a big building. So now what the problem is that the big people are mad because they're not generating the money that they're used to generating. So since we mad at y'all, we gonna be parents and we gonna control what you do. And then we gonna take your Christmas presents and we gonna give them to somebody else. Like, how crazy does this sound? But at the same time, when do the American people decide to stand up and fight for something? Because like a handful of us can't do it by ourselves. Like, we literally cannot do it by ourselves. Like, we have to have everybody wake up and be able to strengthen us or give us, empower us, or when it's time to lobby or learn or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to have like a whole like unit. At this time and age, I was thinking about this earlier today. I was thinking about, at this time and age, you have to be able to live in a home with like your children, your siblings and their children in order for you to succeed. Like, literally, if you don't do that, I'm a single parent. I have two children. And I promise you, I'd be like every day, like, I need some help. Like, what in the heck? And not that I don't make good money, because I make good money and then I have multiple streams of income coming in from all kind of little places, you know, doing little things here and there or whatever. So I have the multiple streams. I have the income. I have the business. I have all these different things, but still it's not enough. So you mean to tell me that I don't qualify for any assistance, whether it's support with the help of paying bills, whether it's food stamps, whether it's Medicaid, whether it's whatever it is, I don't qualify for any of those things. But someone can come from another place and receive all those things. We are just going to hand it to you. And forget the people that's already, you know, like sleeping on the ground, because now they're trying to stricter about these homeless laws. But I guarantee you, now mark my words, guarantee you, they're only getting strict about the homeless laws in the richer areas. Because in the richer areas, they're going to take you to jail if you're homeless and you're sleeping in a public place. But in the low income areas, they will not even bother you. You can sleep on the side of the ground. I promise, where I live in Tampa, it'd be homeless people everywhere. Like, it's literally homeless people everywhere, all the time. Well, okay, when you go to an area that the houses are, I don't know, $5 million, $500, whatever, you don't see no homeless people. They done pushed them out of there. They're not allowed to be there. If they see you walking, I've seen officers pull over to the side because there's a homeless person there panhandling. At what point do we wake up? I made a post yesterday and I said that some people find important, I don't find them important. But the things that they don't find important, I think they're a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? And then I said the things that they find important, I forget. I'm going to just read it to y'all, because sometimes I'll be a little crazy. So I'm going to just read the post to y'all so y'all get the picture of like what it is that I'm saying. So I posted, my mindset is so different that I find things people consider important to be a waste of time, and things people don't deem to be important are worth all my time. And so when I posted it, I was kind of thinking about how people are so quick to run and do like all the celebrity news and all this stuff. Like, who cares? Like, who cares? People are hungry. People don't have jobs. People can't find jobs. People are constantly getting thrown in jail for the smallest little tiny things. Or I'm not going to even say like little tiny things. I'm going to say they're getting thrown in jail just because of the color of their skin. We sit and we rant and we rave and we get upset and we say that's not fair and this, that, and the other. But every day I see an injustice. Every single day I see an injustice in the system, in every system, the whole government system, I see an injustice all the time. And I feel sometimes like they laughing at us like, ha, 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 y'all can't do nothing about it because y'all lower on the totem pole. But there is something that we can do about it. At some point, we have to like band together. At some point, we have to care about something. People walk around all the time talking about, I don't give up about this. I don't give up about that. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. Well, guess what? There is literally something in the world that you need to care about. There are things that you need to care about, because not only do they affect you, they affect your children, they affect your children's children. I know y'all are playing. I know y'all are playing. I literally know, like, it can't be reality. It like the way that we look at the world or the things that we find important, it can't be reality. I watched somebody a couple of weeks ago. I watched them and we was doing some work together. And I watched them for like an hour and a half watch videos about fighting. Like, people were fighting. Who cares? Who cares? At what point do we stop fighting each other and fight for what it is that we really need? Like, at what point do we start doing that? I watched a video on TikTok earlier today, and the gentleman was like ranting and raving. And these are just things that I just feel like is a waste of time. He's ranting and raving about how he has all these women and he a player. And I was so interested. It was alive. So I was so interested as to, because the way he looked like he could be like 30, maybe in his early 20s or something like that. And so just me being curious, I said, well, how old are you? The man said, I think he said he was like 46 or something. When he said that, I was like, oh my God. Y'all, our minds, like, what are we focused on? People are so nasty to one another when it comes to the simplest things. But right now, I feel like we need each other. Like, we literally need each other. Lately, I've been cutting people out of my life. Like, if you don't want to be a team, bye. I don't have time for it. I don't have the patience for it. Because at this point in life, it's like, what are we going to do? We either going to elevate or we're going to stay the same. And if we continue to allow the government to dictate, I know people don't want to hear it, but y'all got to get out there and vote. Not only do y'all have to get out there and vote, and I know people will say, well, it don't matter. It don't matter. They still going to do what they want to do. They definitely are. You know why they're going to do what they're going to do? Because we don't even go to other things. We just go and vote and then we stop it there. We don't peacefully protest. Do y'all know in some states they are trying to stop protesting? Do y'all know that these migrants originally came over here to work because the people don't want to work anymore? So because they came over here to work, now they have put them in hotels. It's people who are on the streets who want to work. They didn't ask none of them 500 people on the streets already been on the street. Say, hey, listen, I'm going to put you in a hotel. I'm going to give you a shower. I'm going to send you to rehab because y'all have, the government has thrown these drugs on the street. So now everybody is addicted to some kind of drug. Are y'all looking at the reality of what, y'all know I'm going to hit a rent. So are y'all looking at the reality of what's happening? They create a problem and then they fix a problem with the problem. That's bad supervising work. I'm not going to be a supervisor and let go of my best employee. No, the American people don't want to work because they don't, they're not paying enough. I have a master's degree in education. Sometimes I look at my check, I feel like, I look at my check and then I look at my student loans and then I look at my check again and then I look at my student loans again and then I look at my check. I feel like these people trying me. Like they're literally trying me. And it makes you want to walk away. It makes you want to quit. Like, I'm done with this. I'm over this. I'm finished. Whatever. I can't do it no more. So I'm going to rant. But not only am I going to rant, I'm going to continue to watch what's going on. I'm going to continue to protest. I'm going to continue to sign petitions. I'm going to continue to write letters. But at the same time, I cannot do it by myself. At some point, we have to stand up as a people and say, this is not right, and this is what we're going to do about it. We have to execute a plan in order for our kids to have something. Because how you going to take my government? Now, New York is a big place. How you going to take my government dollars and put these people in the hotel and then give them $35? I'd rather you take my money and give it to the people who are already on the streets. I'd rather you build, oh, I didn't even tell y'all that part. So they building all these super prisons up, right? Do y'all know that prisons, okay, so a couple of years ago, I want to say it was $600 a day, but that was probably like 10 years ago for one inmate, $600 a day. So I'm thinking at this point right now, because food has gone up, everything has gone up. I'm sure it got to be $1,100 a day that you get for a prisoner. So they changing laws. People are not staying aware of the laws that they're changing because they affect people. Just like in Florida, they're changing the law for bail bonds. Y'all better wake up. And it ain't just like crimes on there like murder. It's domestic violence on there. So if you and your sister get into a fight or an argument or whatever, whatever happens, y'all get into something, or you hit her and she decides she's going to call the police on you and you go to jail for her calling the police on you, they don't have to give you no bond right away like that. They can wait until after trial. Like, are y'all paying attention? So you in jail for a domestic violence and boom. But the jails are full. But that's why they're building all these super prisons. Y'all pay attention. Pay attention to what's happening around you. 500 migrants came over here, quote unquote, to work. There are millions of people that are on the streets who are drug addicted, who have no place to stay, who want to work but cannot find employment because they cannot find housing to be able to take a shower, as simple as a shower, or get some food, or whatever the case may be. When you look good, you feel motivated, and you feel confident. The streets are dirty. Why do you think that they allow homeless people to be in the lower income areas? Because they want to keep you down. It's their objective. Why do you think they make people say, like I live in Tampa, so east side, west side, north side, all this stuff, these people don't mingle together. A lot of people don't. I remember being young in California, and if you was from this side, you couldn't go on this side. Y'all don't own none of that stuff. The government owns it. The county owns it. But they use this stuff to keep you down. Y'all wake up. Because most of these laws affect Black people. Because this is the way that the world is set up. Do y'all literally, Do y'all really think that these people wanted to release us from slavery? Especially happening now. A lot of Black people, I think I looked it up. It was like maybe last year, two years ago or something like that. And I think it was like 1.something million Black women own businesses now. We're the most unprotected. We're the most disrespected. And that means by our people and by other people. They give us the hardest time when it's time for us to elevate and educate or whatever. I had the hardest time when I received my master's degree, getting a position on the phone. You could tell it was like, oh, great. I love your resume, blah, 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 blah. And then when I get in there, they look at me like, wait a minute. That's on the phone? Y'all serious? We got to do something. Something. We got to wake up at some point and learn that if we build our communities up to thrive, then we can thrive. If you walking around or you riding around, and this be making me so mad, and I think I said this in one of my podcasts before, but if you walking around and you running around and you in your neighborhood and you throwing trash on the ground in your neighborhood, but then when you go into a neighborhood prettier than yours, you're like, oh, I ain't gonna throw the trash. I'll wait till I get to my hood. What is the mindset behind that? What is the mindset behind that? What is the mindset behind allowing the government to come and drop off these drugs into your neighborhood and kill your people? What is the mindset behind it? I saw on TikTok somewhere, YouTube or something the other day, that it's a group of, it's a lady and a gentleman. They're going around and they're interviewing people and they are asking what made the community, the African-American communities, get strung out on Molly, Percocets, just different things like that. Because when you think about it, and I'm just going to be really plain. I'm about to be very plain with y'all, right? You, a Molly will, and this is a basic thing, will have all your teeth coming out. You're going to be toothless. Toothless. And if you try to go to rehab, they're not going to send you to a rehabilitation where you could gain the strength to not be able to do that drug. And they're going to send you to a clinic that's going to give you the drug in smaller doses. What sense does that make? It does not add up. But this is what the government does. They create problems and then they create problems and then they create problems. And it's only to distract you, confuse you, and keep you stuck in the same position. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago and I was telling them, now we got hundreds and thousands of African-American men and women in prisons right now for having marijuana, right? And this is how the Black community, this is one of the drugs that the Black community uses to, live day to day. A lot of people go around, they sell their weed or whatever the case may be. This is something that they do. So now they done caught on. They're like, wait a minute, they selling this in their community. Hold on, we're going to make this legal because we got to get a cut. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Like, we have to get a cut. So now, when you pay attention now, pay close attention now. Now, on every corner, including the liquor store and the church, there is a Trulieve or some kind of weed company or something like that. Are y'all paying attention? Y'all cannot be paying attention. You literally cannot be paying attention because it's the same thing. It started with the church. We're going to come, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to get some flack about this. But y'all really believe that people, if they kidnapped us, because I believe they invaded, but that's just my personal opinion. If they invaded or kidnapped us, do y'all really believe they're going to hand us a book and tell us it's the only thing that you can read and it's going to be something to help us? Y'all got to be joking with me. So this whole time, And this is why I get frustrated, because I remember as a kid going to church, and I remember that there was a white Jesus in the church building. There was brown, you know, blue eyes, long hair in the church. So somebody, I don't even know who, somebody said something like, wait a minute, I really read my Bible, and my Bible say a hair of wool, skin of bronze. So who is this man on this picture? So then all of a sudden they started taking the pictures down in the churches. So now I'm 42. And I remember this was probably like I was 10, 11, maybe 12, maybe close to a teenager when they started taking these blue eyes, long hair. Y'all got to be playing with me. And don't get me wrong, because I believe there is a God. I believe there is a higher power. I truly believe that. But is it the way that we've been taught? No. No. So at what point do we wake up? At what point do we clean up our own area? This is something I find very significant about Tampa. When I moved here, I did like a little research on Tampa, like what used to happen here. A lot of musicians came out of here, a lot of like baseball players. This was like a port of goods, you know, stuff coming in and out all the time. The Black community was like thriving, like it was big. The Black community was thriving. So then someone came in and destroyed all of that, and then separated the people. Divide and conquer. It's the same way with the world. They got people getting mad at each other because of gender. They got people getting mad at each other because of color. They got people getting mad at each other because of sex or whatever. Everything is a big distraction and a big lie. I'm going to say it again. Everything is a big distraction and a big lie. No matter how you chalk it up, no matter how you try to change it up, no matter how you try to fix it or make it sound good, it's not. It's not good. Right now, Molly will take your teeth out. If you take in like Percocet or even marijuana, because of all the different things that they put in it, men are having erectile dysfunction, meaning that we know what community has the most drugs. We know where they drop the most drugs out at. So now the men, and I'm just being plain, the men cannot get an erection like they're supposed to get an erection because of the drugs. So then that decreases your chances of having children. Women are having cysts and all these little different things. And they're telling you like you're supposed to be on this 28-day cycle and all this kind of stuff like that. Y'all really research that stuff and see how your body really is supposed to work. Because somebody lying. Somebody is lying. Do you really think that the government cares about the people? Everybody, like, it don't matter who it is. It could be the president. It could be the vice president. It could be anybody. Do y'all really think the government cares about the people? If you do something is wrong with you, no matter who you vote for, no matter who, like, it doesn't even matter. They don't even care. A lot of people are saying the 400 years is up. People no longer have to vote. People no longer have to do this. The people are getting scared. They're getting scared for something. They can say that conspiracy theorists and spiritual people are being crazy and all this kind of stuff like this. They can say all of that stuff that they want to, but these people are getting scared for something. Because who lets 500 migrants come over here, don't know their criminal background, but people are being raped and beaten and different things are happening. They, from some of the reading that I've done, people are saying that they are savages. They brought 500 people over here to work instead of paying people properly to work. Instead of giving people an incentive to work. when you go and you look up, because one of the new laws is now that certain senators and certain government officials have to show their income. Now, do y'all really think they're going to show all of their income? No, they're going to show you what they want you to know. They are literally going to show you what they want you to know. But if you go on Google and you look up somebody in your state, DeSantos, and see how much he make a year, why does he make that much a year when people are suffering? DeSantos just, he just declined a, like the stipend for kids to get food during the summertime. What is the PEBT? He just declined that. That's your favorite government, though. He just declined that. 9 times out of 10, there are children that don't even eat until they get to school. They look forward to eating breakfast and lunch because they know when they get home, there's going to be no dinner. Being that they have cut food stamps, they have cut Medicaid, and then they tell you, well, you can get, what is it called? Florida Kid Care or whatever. Well, you have to pay for that. If I can't afford to pay my rent, if I can't afford to pay my lights, my water, or keep some kind of, because you got to have some kind of internet in your home now. If I can't afford to do those things, how the heck you think I'm going to afford to send you $25, $30? If I got student loans or whatever, you got people out here. Oh, my God, I just remembered something else. You got people out here like me who have master's and doctorate degrees and things like that who drive an Uber. And now. They are trying it. The bill already went to the Senate committee. It already passed in one section, but they are saying that if you're an Uber driver, a Lyft driver, or any kind of contractor, they're going to try to make you not be a contractor anymore. You have to be a regular employee. You know why? Because the government wants to get their money. They cannot control how much you make when you're doing these like work today, get paid tomorrow jobs. They cannot control how much you're making when you're doing Uber and you're bringing home $1,000 a week. Oh, they hot. They are 100% hot. They mad, they jealous, and they want to control. They are upset about what's happening. So I drive Uber from time to time. I like Uber. It gets me out of the house. I'm always in the house and I like to get out and I like to meet people and network and different things like that. So it gets me out of the house. I get to go and I kind of like to learn Tampa too because I really don't know. So I've seen all these like little hidden restaurants and all this little stuff like that and it's fun. But if you finna tell me that the government finna get some of my money that I drive my car, I put my, I'm not gonna do it no more. And the thing is that they're upset. People need money now. People don't need to, don't want to wait every 2 weeks to get a check. And then you, let me see, what's like a good example? You generate $1,800, but you only bring home $13. You still $500. I'm just saying. And why did you take it out of my bank to put migrants? To give them 35 and to up you, to make sure your kids straight. But what about my children? Because I'm voting for you. Y'all pay attention to these laws that they're changing about what police officers are allowed to do now. Because we all know, and I know I'm going to get flack about this because I have family members and friends that are police officers and I respect them. We do what you do. But at the same time, we all know that there are police officers that are corrupt. They are nasty. They don't care. They take these jobs to hurt people. So now what you're saying is it is okay for you to hurt me. I don't even think that tasers should be used because you don't even know who has a heart condition. You literally don't know who has a heart condition. There's so many drugs on the streets and drugs start to mess with your heart. Like whatever drug you do, it don't matter. All the chemicals that they put in marijuana, all the different stuff that they put in Molly and Percocets and all these other little drugs that everybody do, all the chemicals that are in those drugs will affect your heart. So people can't afford to go to the doctor, so they don't know if they have heart issues. And this is just me being human. Like what in the heck happened to people having compassion? Because please explain to me why you got to jump on me. Just the other day, I counted 7 fatalities in one day. These are things that happen in that one day. Seven fatalities in one place. So we just killing people. It's not okay. But unless we stand up, unless we start paying attention to what's going on around us, this is how it's going to be. And people are like, well, I got me a bunker. I got this. I got that. And some people cannot afford to go and get a bunker. Some people cannot afford to stock up on water and food and all this different stuff. Some people cannot afford to do that. Are they thinking about it in their mind? Yes. Are they getting stressed? Yes. Are they worried? Yes. Do they want to help themselves? Yes. But the whole goal is to keep you down. The whole goal is to keep you the same and in the same situation and going in the same circles in the same cycle. So when you go in the cycle, they're going to make sure your kids go in the cycle. Because this is how we control. It's the reality. But in today's age, we don't live in reality. We are not truthful with ourselves. We are not honest with what's really happening. We care more about people fighting and videoing it, celebrities who don't care about us, because you got you got Oprah and The Rock. Like, what? Y'all got all this money and y'all mean to tell me y'all on the things talking about we need donations? Why y'all just didn't give them the money? Y'all have investments. Y'all have property. Y'all have land. Y'all have all this different stuff. Why y'all didn't go around and have a celebrity party? I'm just saying, it's a million things that could have been done. Y'all gonna ask the people who don't have money for rent, who live in paycheck to paycheck, y'all gonna ask them for money? I know y'all lying. Like, I know y'all lying. So I'm on here and I'm ranting. If you don't care, then it's nothing I can do. If we're going to continue to walk around this world and walk around our own neighborhoods and see people in need and see people that need support, if we're going to continue to sell drugs in our community, if we're going to continue to trash our community, if we're going to continue to kill in our community, if we're going to continue to backbite, gossip, put down, distract, disrespect, all of the above in our community, then this is where we are. This is the space that we live in. And then we accept it. So when everything hit the fan, everything go down, like the PPP loans, I never really thought about it until I was watching a documentary of some bankers about it. And the bankers or the bank was okaying $100,000 checks, $200,000 checks, $5 million. They was okaying these checks knowing that it was fraud. Knowing that it was fraud because it was a set up. They put you in the situation where you needed money now. And then they threw it out there. Now they're telling people, well, you're going to go to jail. Y'all don't think that was a setup? Y'all don't think that was a setup for one particular community? Because there were tons of government officials that got that money that did not need that money. There were tons of rich people who got that money that did not have businesses. But do you think that they're going to expose that? No way. We be leaking all kind of other information, but we won't leak the pertinent information. You got ex-football players lying about donating money to schools and then take y'all. I know y'all playing. These are people who have money, so you ain't gonna tell me they ain't thieves. For you to even sit around and watch people suffer, to watch people suffer, shows me that you're a thief. To watch people that you could initially help and support, it shows me that you're a thief. It shows me that you're a liar. And one thing my grandma used to say to me, if you a lie, you a steal. If you a steal, you a kill. This is where we at. this is where we're at. I should have made this my Black History talk, but I'm not. And I'm laughing, but I am frustrated. I'm just a silly person, so I'm going to laugh anyway. But the reality is this. Where are we going? What are we doing? What are we paying attention to? What's important to you? And at what point did we lose our fight? What point did we lose our fight for what was right? At what point did we say, you know what? I like Lobunim because they live on the north side. At what point do we stop putting each other down, disrespecting each other, not loving each other properly, not doing the things that's going to help us thrive? I just told y'all, I just been like deleting people. And not deleting them out of being vicious, but deleting people out of like, I'm trying to thrive. If you're not trying to thrive, I cannot have you in my space. And by I mean is thrive is like respect, trust, loyalty, honesty, love. I'm a big person when it comes to respect. If you respect me, we good. But when you disrespect me, I can't take it. Because a dog is due respect, meaning like a dog who in a bad condition is due respect. We have, and I say this a lot, we have the ability to do whatever it is that we need to do. And I'm not being funny, but we allow people to come into our communities and make billions and billions of dollars off of $1 blunts, $1 Black and Milds, juices, hair, all this kind of stuff. And then we will ride around in cars that don't work, or we will see people that are hungry in our community, or we will say like we have all of this stuff and feel like we at the top of the world and not really at the top of the world. But we won't come together and say, you know what? I'm finna buy, me and my homeboys and my homegirls, we finna buy this store over here. And we're going to sell this, and then we're going to give a portion of it back to the community. At what point do we decide that we are going to be parents? And by I mean parents is, I remember growing up that the whole neighborhood raised us. The whole neighborhood raised us. Right now, they're trafficking us. It's getting so bad that they trafficking the little boys now. It's not little Black girls or grown women that are Black girls. Now they're trafficking little boys. Little boys. Big boys. Teenagers. We got so much corrupt stuff going on in our community that we got 16-year-olds being murdered due to 35,000. That ain't even no money. That's not even a year of income. It's our mental, it's our mindset, it's what we deem to be important that's not worth anything, because we are constantly in survival mode. But we are constantly in survival mode because we don't know how to team up. We think that we can go through life saying, I don't need nobody. I don't need a man. I don't need a woman. I don't need this. I don't need my family. Y'all shut up. Like literally shut up. Because it's not adding up. It's not adding up. You would rather struggle than to heal from your traumas and build a team of people. That sounds weird to me. My biggest struggle right now is finding a team of people that really want to do something. like that really want to have. Now, people be talking good game, but then they start that gossiping, or they start the disrespectful stuff, or they start they haven't healed from their traumas. So then their perspective is completely off from where my perspective is. Like, my mindset is on, let's build, let's have something, let's do something. Hey, listen, me and you and her and us, let's go ahead and let's put our money together. But people so shady, they thinking like you want to hustle them. Being a hustler ain't even my thing. Not stealing. Because if I'm hustling you, then I'm stealing. That sounds strange to me. But it's the mindset. It's the intellect. Because you so used to living in damaged environments, and we so used to living in environments that was created for us to not thrive, that when somebody come into an environment and say, let's thrive, it looks crazy to you. It looks strange to you. You misuse, mistreat, disrespect, be disloyal to people that want to thrive with you. This is our community. This is our community. And it's bothersome every day for me that I cannot pick up the phone and say to somebody like, listen, you getting your income tax? Okay, I really don't get no income tax, but whatever I got, let's put our money together and let's do this. People looking crazy. They feel some type of way because they feel like you're moving shady. What? All right, listen, you just take your little money that you put in there and you go that way. I ain't got time for that. I'm trying to do something else. It's sad that it's sad that we don't even know how to speak to each other because we have allowed the media and the music to teach us how we're supposed to speak to each other instead of digging deep within ourselves and learning, like, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to motivate each other. We're supposed to encourage each other. Why the heck is you sneaking out of your friend's house messing with his, like, what? I say this all the time. We are gods. We are goddesses. We are kings. We are queens. And I know that people in this world have made it seem as if we are the lowest on the totem pole, and that we have no sense, and we're savages, and we just jump from person to person, and we have no morals and no respect and no values and no nothing. But it's not true. It is not true. And I know somewhere in this world, I am not the only person that thinks like this. I know somewhere in this world, I'm not the only person that thinks like this. I know I'm not the only person that's mad of the fact that we have thousands and thousands of African-American men and women that can draw, that can speak different languages fluently, that can that know money very well and could be an accountant without getting a college degree to be an accountant, but who know how to build things, and they're in prison right now because of marijuana. But then y'all just came to our communities and put a marijuana shop on every corner. I know I'm not the only person that's upset about that. It's the same thing as putting the church in the liquor store. Y'all gonna put a church in the liquor store right next to each other. Okay, you gonna go to church. I'm gonna shut up. I want us to really start to think. I literally want us to really start to think about what we are doing to ourselves and to each other. I wasn't gonna mention this, but I'm gonna mention it. I was talking to this gentleman the other day, and we were talking about people with abusive natures, like people who beat on their woman or women who beat on their men, because they go both ways. And he said to me, he was like, Demacia, I'm gonna beat on my woman. I said, what? You know, like, I was kind of like, well, I'm interested. I said, well, tell me more about this. Now, I don't put my hand in my face. I'm like, this is very interesting. Like, this is very interesting. So you just going to beat on your woman. I am going to beat on my woman because that's how I keep her what he said, he didn't say in line, but he said something to the effect where it kind of meant in line. And I said, well, why is it your job to keep her in line? Why can't she stay in line herself? He got so quiet. I said, see, this is the problem. People go out and they pick these people who are not compatible with them. So then they feel like they have to subject them to beating, cussing out, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know this is weird, right? And I'm not going to say it's just our community, but I can only talk about our community because that's the community that I'm in. And that's the community that right now I want to see thrive. And not that I don't want to see other communities thrive, but it's important for me, for my people to thrive, for us to change our mindset of the way we think about life and our perspectives of what life is and what it can be. I remember I had a conversation about I was talking to somebody who was talking about beating kids. I don't beat my kids. That's not something that I have ever done. I might tap them, tap, tap when they was little, pop a hand or something like that. But other than that, I have a conversation with them. I have good children. They're not troublemakers. They like sports. One of them, he just liked to watch TV. You feel what I'm saying? They're not slaves. How do you think that people control us? It's not your objective to control people. It's your objective to teach them so that their mindset changes. You beating someone is not going to change their mindset. You beating someone is going to provide trauma. So right now, the world is beating on us because we're their slaves. That went over some people's head. They don't want us to learn anything. They don't want us to stand up. They don't want us to tap into who we really are, into our true spirituality or what it is that we really know to be true or what that inner peace. They don't want us to tap into none of that stuff. They don't want us to have the knowledge of what the government is doing and what the government is trying to do, or they don't want us to have. They pass laws when we sleep. Y'all, did y'all hear what I said? They pass laws when we're asleep. We don't work the 8-hour day. We done came home and did stuff for kids or whatever and tried to chill a little bit, and then we lay down and go to sleep, and they still lobbying. They still lobbying, passing laws. So then when we wake up the next day, if we don't pay attention to the news or know anything that happens in the news, we don't know what the heck just happened. Then something happens, for instance, for the bail bonds. We go to jail and we thinking like it's going to be the same way it was. It been going on since we, doggone, I done went to jail 10 times, you know what I'm saying? And this how it worked. Now they can tell you, no, don't work that way tomorrow. And we confused. Now we in the law library. Now we in the law library. Y'all, we got to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset. You change your mindset, you change your world. We have to change the things that are important. I'm tired of seeing people video fights like it's cute. It's not cute. It's 100% not cute. It's not cute. Because what y'all fighting for? What now? After the fight, what did you get out of it? Oh, I heard somebody say, well, I got to be up. The mindset. What did you get out of shooting at somebody? Well, it's kill or be killed. Why? When did we get to that? Because that's not even how we usually think. Oh, okay. This is what I'll be talking about. The mindset. I'm a felon, but I'm going to carry a gun, knowing that I'm not supposed to carry a gun. Well, why are you carrying a gun? Because I'm selling drugs. Well, why are you selling drugs? Because everybody who's been selling drugs to you for years couldn't get together and buy some apartments or buy a complex or buy a store. I had a friend from Africa. Dang, this is crazy. I had a friend from Africa. He came down here to, actually, he was in Clearwater. So he came to Clearwater. He started working. He brought his brother over with him. So his brother came down there. Both of them start working. They get an apartment together. Then they bring, I think, like their cousin and two of their friends. And this was 2 years ago. So I remember 2 years ago when they bought their first duplex. They put the rent at $500 so people could afford to pay the rent. So they bought a two a two, you know, next door with a duplex is just two things that's next door. I think there was like two bedrooms. They charge people $500 a month to stay in these two bedrooms. The mortgage on this, the mortgage on the duplex, I think was like $700. So they didn't profit a lot in that thing, but they kept working, and then they bought a duplex, another duplex. So they did the same thing. They made this rent, I think it was like $700 because it was in a better area. And so then they went and they started a, like a, it's like a nurse, a ALF. They went and started the ALF, but they did this as a team. The last time I talked to them, I think he told me they had eight houses in three storefronts. And what they do is they make the money from these places and they send books, food, and all this stuff back to their country. Now, you mean to tell me you've been sitting on the porch with your homeboy for 10 years and y'all been quote unquote, or your homegirl, y'all been quote unquote making this money because y'all get money. Like y'all getting money, but y'all ain't did nothing with the money. People accepted these PPP loans, $10,000, $11,000, $20,000, $100,000, all this stuff, and have nothing to show for it right now. I'm not a big person when it comes to materialistic things. I don't really care about certain stuff, especially like clothes. Like I don't care about Gucci and all that kind of stuff like that because I feel like that stuff is cheap. It's better for you to go to Walmart and buy you a shirt because that Gucci shirt or all that other stuff, that whatever that junk is. See, I don't even keep up with the stuff because they already know who's going to purchase this stuff. They already know who's going to put themselves in the negative to want to have this stuff. The people who feel like they don't have anything and they want to show off in front of people. I live a basic life. I do basic things. And not that I can't afford to do other things. It's just not that important for me to spend $1,000 or even it's not that important for me to spend $40 on a shirt, on a pair of shoes. It's not that important. And I'm not trying to down our community, but at what point do we purchase something that really makes sense? At what point do we purchase a grocery store? In this world, we have bread companies and the grocery stores, right? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of bread companies. Right now, we'll go in there and we'll pay whatever for some bread. We got 1,000 choices. We're going to press on all the bread and get the softest bread that we feel is the softest bread or whatever. And then we're going to invest in somebody else's life and community that doesn't look like us, that doesn't support us or anything like that. But then we have a Black-owned bread company where we have to order online because they're not in the grocery store because they... Maybe, I don't know, maybe they haven't generated enough income to get in the grocery store, or maybe the grocery store will not let them in the grocery store because of what they look like. So why couldn't we order our bread like we order off of Amazon? Make it make sense. This is the stuff I be thinking about because I be thinking like, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe something is wrong with me. I'm just saying, we got over hundreds and thousands of men and women that, quote unquote, deal with mental illness, per they say, and they're going to provide you with medication and they're going to give you a therapist and they're going to call you crazy and all this kind of stuff. But they never dealt with the trauma that you faced when you was 5 years old and was molested by a grown woman as a boy, because men get molested too, but we always talk about women, which in the Black community is a big thing, especially when it came to your uncle them molesting your sister or whoever the case may be, you know, like traumatizing and destroying the person that's closest to them. I'm just saying. I might be crazy, but I feel like sometimes I'm just on something. At one point in my life, I probably was like everybody else. I found it very important to have like the nicest car, the nicest clothes, and this, that, and the other. Until I started thinking, like, wait a minute, this is cheap. It's not even good fabric. Who cares? At least I'm riding in the car. At least I can get from point A to point B. You have the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do. You have the ability to stand up and speak out. You have the ability to volunteer. You have the ability to keep your neighborhoods clean. You have the ability to tell your homeboy or your homegirl, like, listen, so you mean to tell me you're going to sell drugs to the pregnant lady? We don't speak up. We just sit around and we allow things to happen. No fight, no question. Oh, that's funny. It's not funny. It's not funny anymore. It's not funny anymore because they're building these humongous prisons to put us in. We are not eating in our neighborhoods. Our children are not eating in our neighborhoods. And then y'all got y'all fantastic Florida government who said, we ain't giving them no PEBT. So guess who's going hungry for the summer? Traumatized. The whole goal is to keep you down. The whole goal is for you not to thrive, but for you to walk around and say survive. So change your words to I'm not thriving. I'm not surviving. I'm thriving. Build a team with somebody. Do something that's going to really matter. Do something that's really going to support your company. And I know a lot of times when you go to African-American restaurants, the prices are sky high. Some of that is because the taxes are much higher, but some of that is because we always want to cheat each other. I saw on, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to go because y'all know I talk all night. So I saw this on Keith Lee thing, and I like to watch Keith Lee. I think that he is really a genuine person. I think that him going around and giving reviews is not a negative thing. I believe it's a positive thing, but I think people view it as negative because they don't want to think that their food is nasty, but your food is probably nasty and you need to upscale. So I saw Keith Lee. He went to a restaurant. I can't think of the name. It was like Tasty something, but it was a nonprofit organization restaurant, and you could go in and get a beautiful meal. Like some of the meals is like, these are like gourmet meals that are coming out here, nicely plated, little decoration or little garnish, if you want to say that or whatever. I mean, they got the little swoop thing with the sauce, you know, like where it's just lined up on the plate, and you get to pick how much you want to pay for that meal. So you could donate $1,000, you can donate $1, you can do whatever. So y'all mean to tell me in some of these African-American restaurants where y'all charging $20 for a breakfast, $15 for a breakfast, a bag of grits probably cost you probably $8. Eggs ain't, you know, eggs done went down. I don't know. I'm getting nervous about the eggs going down, but the eggs done went down. So even if you're not providing the person with meat or something like that, all these homeless people sitting on the side of the street, you know what I'm saying? And you open up your doors to them and you say, hey, listen, we're going to give you grits and eggs and a piece of toast. We're going to give back to the community. And then you can write it off on your taxes if you allow people who know how to really do taxes to do your taxes. If we learn how to keep our businesses together properly, then we can continue to do things that help our community. Instead of always, I went into a restaurant, a Black-owned restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and I don't even eat meat. I got a veggie plate. And so it was like a small little veggie plate. I think I had got some like yams and greens, and I think it was some macaroni and cheese. I think it was like three sides and get rice and gravy. I paid $25 for that plate. When that lady told me that, I say, listen, you will go back and scoop some more food on them. She was laughing. I said, I'm not trying to complain or be rude, but baby, now you know that price is too high for a veggie plate. It ain't even cost, the macaroni and cheese is probably the thing that's costing you the most. Everything else you're taking out of the can. And this is what I be saying, because we always trying to dupe each other. So we not able to build, like we're not able to do anything, because we're trying to dupe each other. We're trying to use each other instead of support each other, instead of come together and do something for real. But I said I wasn't going to say nothing else after that. So y'all know, as usual, I love y'all. I respect y'all. I cherish everybody that follows me. I know sometimes I be talking trash and it probably be offending people. My objective is not to offend you. My objective is for you to change your mindset. My objective is for you to grow and be the person who you are deep inside before the traumas, before the drugs, before everything else that has happened in your life that caused you to kick into this survival mode and never be able to get out of it. That is the objective. The objective is for you to learn, for you to know that you are capable, that you are wonderful, that you are worthy. For you to stop allowing people to keep their foot on your neck. That is my objective. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all more than you could ever think. And I know people, I was thinking this earlier, I know people be like, how you love me? You don't even know me. I don't have to know you to love you. Just know that I love you. Just know that I respect you. And just know, like, I want to see my community do something that is greater than what we've been doing. I love y'all. Good night.